Hello, Audioboo, Pawari here. It is the 4th of August. It's a Saturday, and this is my Audioboo. I apologise if you can hear in the background the sound of a lawnmower. It's one of those tractor ride-on mowers. For some reason, it's not that big a campsite, but they've been mowing the grass since 9 o'clock this morning with only an hour stop for lunch. So not quite the peace and quiet idyll that we'd be hoping for. A bit annoyed, really, but there you go. I was going to do a reply boo today because I've been really enjoying listening to everyone else's boos. It's good to hear people's voices again. I'm really sorry I slipped behind listening to everybody. And it's really good to hear Will K's boos, and I really enjoyed Tonto Williams's allotment boo this morning, and good to hear Thermal Satsuma's voice again as well. It's good to hear you guys booing more regularly again. Maybe I'm not sure that we started this off as a everyday boo thing. It was just the challenge was one boo before the weekend, and I think we all managed that. But it's really good to hear your voices, and you're not being boring at all. Don't even think that. Thermal Satsuma, yes, I'm having exactly the same problem with my Audioboo as you are, that I take a picture, resize it, and then the screen goes completely black, and then I have to close down the app entirely, come back in, and fortunately it doesn't lose the boo or the picture. It's really, really weird. Yes, very, very annoying though, isn't it? I don't remember it doing that before, and I'm sure I have done lots of pictures before, so I don't know why it suddenly started doing it now. Whether one of the updates, while I wasn't booing, has broken that feature, I don't know. And interesting too that Tonto Williams mentions that most apps store pictures into the camera roll. Yeah, I hadn't thought of that before, but yes, Audioboo doesn't, does it? Because the pictures just aren't available anywhere else. So that's a shame. So that's a potential feature request. Yes, quite often sort of take a picture, a snapshot of something that's going on a spur of the moment thing, but it would be nice to access that picture elsewhere later on. We're having a lazy day today. The weather wasn't supposed to be as good as it was yesterday. That's holding up, but it hasn't rained yet, to be fair. So we decided to have a sort of a general get stuff done day at camping. So we've been to the supermarket this morning and generally just lazed around the campsite reading, which would have been more pleasant had they not been mowing all day. But yes, we're trying to not spend too much money on our holiday away and only going out every other day. We've chosen the campsite which has entertainment, well, with inverted commas, because it's not that brilliant in entertainment. But with the hope that, because it's one of those sort of sites, that there'll be lots of other children on site and lots of potential friends for our two boys. And so far it seems to have worked quite well. They've been playing off at the playground or going to find other friends and make dens in the trees, which is perfect holiday from our point of view, because they get to have fun and have a bit of a social life, where we get to be a little bit reclusive and catch up on reading and silly iPad games and things like that. So yes, if there's any recommendations for some silly iPad games which don't require a consistent Wi-Fi signal, because our Wi-Fi is fairly poor on our pitch, I'd be really grateful. Probably something you really get your teeth into, and something like Plants vs. Zombies or a Bloons TD4 that just keeps you going for a while. I'd be very, very grateful for any hints, because I'm kind of in between interesting games at the moment. Other than that, not much to report. I shall boo again tomorrow, and I hope you're all having a fabulous Saturday. Speak to you again soon. Bye.